1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully the morning is starting off wonderful for you. I just did not make that Lions game last night, unfortunately. I'm telling you, like, it's just like during the week, I love the fact that Lions are playing on prime time. I love the fact that they're good enough that, you know, the NFL is starting to show them some love, put them in that prime time position. And clearly it's working because, holy crap, did the Lions absolutely have a battle with the Baltimore Ravens. 38-30 victory on the road, which is huge because they opened up the season in Green Bay and lost that one. And that was really tough looking. That was not a good way to start the season. I don't know. I would imagine it's easier to start the regular season at home. But that was a tough way to open it up. But the last 2 weeks, they have been absolutely blowing up. And this win over the Ravens is absolutely clutch coming in early in the season. So big win for the Lions today. And they got to be feeling good about themselves as they head into the weekend. So hopefully they could just keep this train rolling and we can get them right where we know where they belong. Okay. We just got to just take it easy. Take it one week at a time. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. A lot of people know that I am a history buff. I've only really gotten into history as an adult. I was not a huge fan of it as a kid. But now as an adult, I get to appreciate it a little bit more, especially the Civil War history and the role that Michigan played in preserving the Union. And up here on the 107.7 RKR app, I take a look at Michigan's role in the Battle of Gettysburg because I've been learning more about Michigan's role in particular to the Civil War and the battles that they were a part of. And this is one that, I mean, I knew they were there, but I didn't know exactly what they did. And they were actually involved in a skirmish during the second day of the battle, positioned on Little Round Top. And you can read the story about this on the 107.7 RKR app. We also look at Old Sam, too. We were talking about that, the war horse from Coldwater, who was also in the Civil War as well. I don't believe he was at Gettysburg. But yeah, this battle was obviously the turning point in the war. And you can read about how Michigan helped defend the Union up here on the 107.7 RKR app. Really cool history here. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1970 is the second studio album from the Allman Brothers, Idle Wind South. This album was recorded in multiple cities because of a huge tour they were doing, New York, Miami, Macon, Georgia. But they got it done, and it was actually named after a rustic cabin the band rented out to use for rehearsals as well as parties. And it produced two of the band's most well-known songs, Midnight Rider and In Memory of Elizabeth Reed. This is a phenomenal album. If you don't have it, pick it up, give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl in 45 on 107.7 RKR. RKR, Mark Frankhouse here from the Rocker Morning Show with Sarah from Altered State Tattoos and More. And welcome back to the Rocker Morning Show. Appreciate you being here.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.
Totally. Altered State, they're located at 2600 West Dickman Road in Springfield, right next to Battle Creek. And Sarah, let everybody know where they can find you guys on social media as well.
Our Facebook page is the same. It's Altered State. It's got kind of an odd spelling. It's A-L-T-R-D-S-T and the number 8.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit what it's like to work in the tattooing industry, because I've known, obviously, I've gotten plenty of tattoos from all over the place, but I've never really talked to anybody about what it's like working in this industry.
It's kind of a duality thing, man. It's awesome. It's very fulfilling, but at the same time, it can be very stressful. Ray's probably the first sane boss I've ever had in my career entirely. He's just such a cool dude. We have so many aligning, dovetailing interests, and he's like actually open to like any sort of like suggestions or ideas and whatnot. Where in the past, I've had employers fire me and then steal everything from me.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. All manner of things. I got fired actually one time, the day my grandma died for getting this tattoo. in memory of her. I got this tattoo free at a different shop next door to my house.
Yeah.
My ex worked at, and I wanted him specifically to do it. And I know that sounds kind of made up, but fortunately it happened over text message, so I have proof of it. But yeah, fired me for getting that tattoo at a different shop.
That's wild. It seems weird, too, that shops, it seems like a very cutthroat industry when it comes to something that's just pure just creation. It's weird that there aren't more collaborations between shops to help each other.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was actually trying last year to get, like, some friendly competition going with a shop in Elkhart called Witchhammer.
Yeah.
That is owned by a friend of mine, Scott Strample. And I actually sent them a ransom note, like a little cut up letters from a magazine saying, I challenge you to a duel. Because what I was thinking is it'd be neat if we could get some sort of like alliance going somehow behind the scenes with different shops all over the country. We could almost kind of even have some control over the market and the art pieces that we do. If we work together, that we stand to gain so much more than working apart like this against each other.
What are some things that Altered State is going to be doing in the upcoming months? Because I know we're getting towards Halloween, so there's going to be some cool stuff lined up.
Okay, so all across the shop, by that I mean like including all of us, me, Ray, and Tyler. We're going to be doing 25% off in the month of October for any Halloween like themed or related tattoos.
Okay.
And then I myself on October 3rd, we're going to do this probably once a month here for a couple months. But at least just this one time to see how it goes. I'm going to do a $5 Ink Friday. The first two people to come in, because you can't call and get information or go on our Facebook. We're not going to give it out. You have to actually physically come in. We open at noon. The first two people to come in get a small flash tattoo, no color, just black ink, but whatever, for $5.
Wow. Perfect. Well, thanks so much for coming in again and for allowing us to share some of your artwork on this Tattoos Day. And again, make sure to hang out on the Rockers Facebook page because every Tuesday we're going to be checking in with Altered State Tattoos and more on air and on Facebook as well. And we look forward to the upcoming month and seeing what guys are going to be cooking up. So we'll talk to you next week.
Perfect. Thank you.
Got it. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. And we are joined once again in the studio with our good buddy Nick from Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, Mark.
Ah, it's time for the Rocker Big Picks of the Week. Always looking forward to this. How's your week been?
Great. Last night's game was amazing.
Yes.
Western's game on Saturday was epic. It's been a good weekend.
It has been a good weekend. So let's do a recap. And it was a good weekend for you
as
far as the score is concerned. Lions obviously took down the Ravens. I was 2 points above the Ravens total. I guess 38-32.
Wow.
I was close. I was real close.
But
net close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. We both get the point there. You, however, did close the gap. MSU did cover that 17-point spread. They only lost by 14. And Western Michigan, as you mentioned, won. So we both got the point there. So the only advantage goes to you this week.
Hey.
You close the gap. I've got 8. You have got 7. Okay, let's get into it. Our Rocker Big Picks of the Week, sponsored by Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. We're going to start things off. We're going to keep it rolling with the Detroit Lions. Now, this is going to be a funny game because we were just talking about this.
Yeah.
We lost to the Green Bay Packers, and the Packers lost to the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, go figure.
So how are the Lions going to fare against the Browns? I'm going to say that they're actually going to blow these dudes out.
Yeah.
I think we were just discussing, it was just kind of one of those weird anomaly games where Green Bay was really good against us and they were really bad against the Browns. I see the Lions continuing high scoring. Give me 38-10 against the Browns.
Wow.
I'm going to go for another surprising blowout. What do you think here?
That is a big blowout. Yeah. I think it's going to be a little bit closer of a game. Browns, you have a really good defense.
True.
So I'm going to shoot for a little lower scoring, but I think we're still going to win pretty comfortably. But I think it's going to be 24-13.
24-13. Okay. That's a respectable score. Moving on to your big pick of the week.
My big pick of the week, we're going into college football. So this is a pretty big game this week. We've got Oregon visiting Penn State. Super evenly matched. Like if you look at all the projections, it's like right down the middle. I think it's only a 2.5-point favorite or something like that. I'm going to go for the home team here. I think Penn State's going to pull this one out. I think it's going to be back and forth. I'm going to go with a final score of 30 to 27.
30 to 27, I like that. I, however, think Oregon's going to come in here and upset Penn State at home, but I think this is also going to be a offensive battle between the two.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick a higher scoring game. I don't feel 41 to 38. We'll give Oregon the final field goal in the end for the W.
Exciting.
Finally, moving on to the Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness Big Pick of the Week. We're going to be taking a look at baseball here, and we are getting towards the end of the regular season.
Yeah.
And things are getting a little dicey out there.
Uh-huh.
So the Detroit Tigers are one game ahead of the Cleveland Guardians.
Yes.
And they've got a series with them. This is second to last series.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, they could clinch the division.
Potentially.
With a sweep.
Yeah.
If they sweep the Guardians, I believe that's it.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say the Tigers are just going to bounce right back. So let's guess. We can guess how many games they'll win. I'm just going to say that they're going to clinch and they're going to sweep the series. What do you think? Okay.
I don't think they're going to sweep the series. Unfortunately, I think the Tigers really do have to get their S together. But, like, this first game with Scoble on the mound, I think they're going to win tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're going to drop the next two, and they're going to make the end of this season really interesting.
You know what? They squeaked in last year. Hopefully, they don't have to squeak in.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully I'm right and they do sweep and they're sitting on top and they're relaxed and they don't have to worry about wild card nonsense.
Yeah, right.
So let's just hope that they can just continue to get into the playoffs, and they're looking pretty solid here. But yeah, I'm kind of with you right there. I have a bad feeling about this one.
You want them to sweep, but you're afraid of the losses.
Very. All right, Nick, let us know what's happening at Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness, man.
Well, I mean, we've got some free movement assessments right now, mobility assessments right
nice.
Now. If anybody wants to come in and kind of check out how their body's moving, you can schedule that right online through our website, kzooathleticwellness.com. Talk to one of our trainers, figure out how they can help you, and then that information gets to the massage therapist. So if you're seeing them for massage, they know what areas to work on.
Very cool. How did they get a hold of you guys?
The website, but also you can call 269-373-1000.
Awesome. And if you guys want to test your luck, we're giving away Detroit Lions scratch-off tickets, $20 in Detroit Lions scratch-off tickets. Each one of these bad boys could lead you to $500,000 from the Michigan Lottery. Hit us up right now, 978-1077. Caller number 7, you're going to win $20 in Michigan Detroit Lions scratch-off tickets. Good luck, and good luck to the Tigers and Lions and all the teams that go rawr. I don't know what sound Browns make, but they're not allowed to make that sound this week. Exactly. Hopefully. Doing 2 for Tuesday today on 107.7 RKR. So if you want any 2 for requests, get them in on the chat button on the 107.7 RKR app. And while you're on the app, make sure to get your workplace signed up for Workplace of the Week every Friday. Right after 9 o'clock, we welcome in Zoe Turner from BC Pizza. We announce a new workplace. We throw a pizza party for you guys just for hanging out and jamming the rocker. Get your workplace signed up right after 9 o'clock. We're going to announce our new Workplace of the Week winner right before we crack that first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company.